description from the draft of the model curriculum is meant to guide California K-12. If you're left in California, get out before they actually come to hang you, because you aren't conforming. Just leave. You know, there's another solution to this. Let me segue here with this ridiculousness. This ridiculousness. And crossfaded with what I was talking about earlier about you don't live in a nation. If there's ever a state that needs to be divided or needs to be have several axes of secession, it's California. You have a governing elite that do not represent any of the population east of the Sierra Nevada mountains. When you leave the majors, when you leave L.A., San Francisco, major cities, hell, if you just go on the other side of the valley, the San Joaquin Valley, and the San Bernardino Valley, named, by the way, for Saint Bernard and Saint John. Thank you. When you leave, you go into an entirely new world. But those people have to live by the libtard laws that are passed in Sacramento. You realize how... you know what's amazing to me? How did California remain a state? How is that possible? How do the people in San Diego think they have anything in common and want to remain as a state together with people north of, say, Marin County? Which, if you wonder where Marin County is, look at a Golden Gate Bridge on a baseball game or a football game, or if you go to San Francisco, San Francisco or Daly County is where the Golden Gate Bridge originates on the south side where San Francisco is. On the other side is Marin County. Actually, there's some very nice people in Marin County and some good Christians in Marin County. But if you go north of Marin County, you get into the California hinterlands where they make all the hoppy beer, Sierra Nevada and what have you. It's Humboldt County. You know, it's super-duper... Super duper heavy THC weed growing Humboldt County is famous for this. Very agricultural and rural. It has absolutely nothing in common with Los Angeles. Nothing. And that includes the ethnicities. Nothing. If there is a state out there that needs to be broken up, that's the one. As a matter of fact, there's an effort underway as I speak, number one, for the whole state to secede, but there are people inside the state that want to secede from each other, and they're right to do so. The people north of San Francisco don't need to be in a state with anyone. I've said this 100 million times. I'll say it again. If you look at California on a map, the peninsula that starts down where San Jose is, it goes all the way north to San Francisco, that peninsula, which includes Silicon Valley, there's what, 5.5-6 million people there? That's a country. And it would be one of the wealthiest ones in the world, if not the wealthiest per capita on the planet. It would certainly be wealthier than Liechtenstein and Monaco. And what's the other little country that is Liechtenstein? I'm not looking at the map. But there's Luxembourg. Luxembourg and Liechtenstein. These countries are extreme. You know one of the reasons why they're extremely wealthy? They don't have armies. They don't join in these ridiculous wars of frivolity and pride. So you'd have Northern California. As a matter of fact, NoCal, they call themselves NoCal. There's been an effort for like what? If my buddy Andrew Carnes is listening, how long has this been going on, Andrew? What? 40, 50 years to make the state of Jefferson, the northern part of California, southern part of Washington State. I think people just kind of like de facto call it Jefferson, even though the secessions haven't actually occurred. There are people that I wanted to have, but just do it. Like those namby-pamby sissy Democrats, homosexual coddling losers, like they're going to fight you? Hey, bring it. So you'd have the NoCal State or Jefferson. You'd have the San Francisco and the Silicon Valley State. You'd have another one in between that would start at San Jose, go south, probably to Monterey or a little further south there. You know, you might even call it Republic of Monterey. Talk about a tourist destination, one of the most beautiful places on the whole face of the entire earth. Do they need Sacramento?